If you look at the very poor-to-poor ratings, we now see three states across the South with their pastures at least a quarter rated very poor-to-poor, top of the list, Georgia at 36%, South Carolina 31%, and Alabama at 26%. Just behind those three is Tennessee now at 24% very poor-to-poor. Now, as you move to the Midwest, though, we still have a number of states with at least three-quarters of the pastures rated in good-to-excellent condition, including Minnesota at 79%, and also above 75%, Wisconsin and Illinois. So sort of a contrast setting up where the rain continues to fall across the Midwest and where the showers have become very spotty across the South. In the West, you do expect some browning out this time of year, not much rain as you move into the far West. And as a result, we do see some pretty brown conditions. Oregon, for example, now 36% good to excellent, down 2 points, and 37% very poor to poor, kind of standing out.
But Rippey says there may be weather systems that could bring needed moisture to some of these areas yet this week.
We do have some good news for some of the dry areas across the interior southeast. For the remainder of this week, the setup is that we have a couple of cold fronts pushing through the Midwest, and that will be stalling. Those fronts will not be making much progress as they head into the south, but at the same time, we have a deep pool of tropical moisture lurking over the Gulf of Mexico. Some of that moisture will be drawn northward toward the cold fronts that will be becoming stationary. That'll set up a boundary that is expected to be stretching from the mid-south to the northern mid-Atlantic states. And along that boundary, we'll see increasingly frequent and heavy showers and thunderstorms setting up. And by the time we get to the end of the week, over the next 5 days, we could be seeing anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain, maybe even some locally higher amounts. So states from Arkansas stretching through the interior southeast, and then even into some of those dry areas across the northern mid-Atlantic and southern New England could see those 2 to 4 inch rainfall totals bringing some significant relief from dry conditions.